Hey everyone, Todd Gaster here, and you are listening to the relaunch of the Daily Download from the Matrix. Today's episode, Dream Stealers, A Thief in the Night. Sit back, relax, unplug, and listen to today's Daily Download.
This is the Daily Download, a quick hitter about success, and what's going on in the world, what we need to do next. It's about abundance, prosperity, and wealth. Let me introduce myself, I'm Todd Gaster. On the Daily Download, on the Daily, on the Daily, on the Daily, 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 on the Daily Download, on the Daily, on the Daily, on the Daily, Daily, down, on the Daily Download.
You are tuning in to the Daily Download Podcast. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
All right, welcome back. Oh, I'm so excited to be able to be doing this again. I've had people over the years, it's been now 2 years since I've done a podcast, and I've had people come up to me and ask me over and over and over when the next episode is going to come out, when the next training is going to be. In fact, people have told me what their favorite episode was, and they actually wanted a follow-up to that episode, and that's something that I'll be doing here soon. But really what I wanted to talk about, something that's been on my heart here a lot lately, involves decisions and taking action on these decisions and so forth. And something that came to mind is, you know, every year, so we're now in the fourth quarter. It's October 2nd. We've now started the fourth quarter. My birthday month is always exciting, as you know, yes, I am a Scorpio. But anyway, this is the fourth quarter, and people are starting to look at their goals and the things that they committed to for 2023. And they're also looking at already what are they going to do for 2024. And every year I do a training called Making the Most of a Year. And I can't say every year because I did not do it last year. But I do this training, Making the Most of a Year. And one of the key tenets of that training is something that Jim Rohn said. And Jim Rohn says, finish your year before you start. And that's the truth. And see, what ends up happening is most people, they never finish what it is that they started. They never finish what they committed to. They never finished on. And so they're already looking at 2024. They're already looking at the goals and everything that they're going to accomplish in 2024. And they haven't even finished 2023 yet. It's almost like they're going to write off the last quarter. But anyway, I digress. I'm going on a tangent. That's not what the point of today's podcast is. Today's episode, again, is Dream Stealers, A Thief in the Night. But in order to get to that and really get to the point of that, there's a couple things that I need to set up and get us thinking about before we get there. And so when I do the training for the Making the Most of a Year, really what it comes down to is there's this thing called the master model. And in this master model, I have four different categories. Now, this isn't going to be a full training on this. I actually will be doing it again this year. And so I'll need to set a date for that. And of course, I'll let everyone know when I'm doing that training. But yeah, it's a very popular training, Making the Most of a Year. And it really sets yourself up to finish off this year, but also really to make sure that 2024 will be the best year you've ever had. But anyway, in this master model, there's these four categories. And in the four categories, I kind of break them out into four more. So it actually makes eight, but we're just going to focus in on the four. And so the first thing is, all right, you need to have a destination, knowing where you want to end up. See, and there's this thing, you know, if you look at the Cheshire Cat in Alice in Wonderland, Alice was asking for directions. She asked the Cheshire Cat where to go. And he says, well, where do you want to go? And she didn't know. And he says, well, then the direction really doesn't matter. And that's the key here. If you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. So the first step in making sure that you're going to hit your goal is to know what the goal is, to know what the outcome is. Now, I rarely use the word goal simply because, you know, people miss goals all the time. You know, it doesn't happen. So I use an outcome because you're always going to get an outcome. You're always going to have an outcome. So it automatically sets you up for success right off the bat there. But here's the thing is, number one is you want to know where you're going. Where do you want to end up? Having clarity on your endpoint, having a picture, a description, a sense of where you want to end up is really going to make a big difference to the kind of future that you're creating. Now, the second part is responsibility. And I like to actually break out the word responsibility. Responsibility, meaning you have the ability to make a response, that you are now in charge. You are taking ownership, taking full responsibility. You are responsible for your future. Meaning, doesn't matter what's going on, doesn't matter what the obstacles are, doesn't matter who is in front of you, doesn't matter anything that you can come up with, you are ultimately responsible for creating your own future. So if you really want to hit whatever this outcome is, whatever you say you want, if you truly want it, the next thing you have to, if you've already decided this is the direction you want to go, if you've already decided this is what you want, then you must take full responsibility, full ownership for achieving that. Now, if you want to have, if this is going to be the best year, the best decade, whatever it is that you want, it is now your responsibility. So you've got to decide, you take full responsibility for what is working and what is not working. Okay. And when you realize what is working and what is not working, this is going to allow you to make better decisions as you're moving down the process, as you're going to get there. Now, a lot of times people will look at this and so they've got their destination. Okay. They've got the destination figured out. All right. I know this is where I'm going. This is what I want. And they'll take full responsibility for what it is that they say that they want. Okay. Now, what happens? Here's the thing. When you combine a known destination and you take full responsibility, what you get is conviction. Conviction is the belief that this is going to be worth it. Conviction is the belief that, you know what? I have the resources. I have the wherewithal. I can persevere to make sure that I get to this. I will go through whatever I have to go through in order to get this. Once you have that destination known, once you have the responsibility. See, when you know where you're going and you are willing to take the responsibility for the creation, you make a decision that says, this, not only can I do this, that I must do this. See, conviction is really what the thing that's going to transcend whatever the circumstances are around you. Okay? Conviction is really going to give you the fuel to do what it is that you say you want to do. Okay, so let's take a step back now. We talked about that there was four categories here. One was destination, two was responsibility. Then I said, if you know the destination and you know the responsibility, what that does is that's going to give you conviction, or that's going to give you the belief that you have the ability to do this, the responsibility. Okay, so let's go back and let's talk about the third category. The third category is collaboration. Collaboration. Basically, we is better than me. So Woodrow Wilson, who actually I happen to be a descendant of, but hey, you know, that's okay. Woodrow Wilson says, or did say, that use all the brains you have and all the brains you can borrow. Because together we can go much further, faster. So think about that again. So who is going to be on your team? The problem is a lot of times people say, all right, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to accomplish. This is where I want to go. And then you set out and you try to do it on your own. You're like, you know what? I don't need anybody else. I don't need any help. I can do this. Either I'm strong enough to do this or it's just not meant to be. Maybe it's just not for me, all right? So again, collaboration. Who is going to be on your team? We is better than me. Use all the brains you have and all the brains you can borrow. Now, the second, the fourth category here, so we talked about destination and responsibility, responsibility and collaboration. The fourth category is movement. Basically, what we've got to do is we've got to prioritize progress and personal growth. See, one of the big things here is you've actually got to take action on where it is that you go. A lot of people love to tell me what it is that they want in life. Oh, this is what I want to do. Great. What have you done to move forward towards that? What have you actually done? What action have you taken? So there's this one story that, or joke or story or metaphor or however you want to look at it, analogy, any way you want to talk about it. And here's the thing, and I use it in a lot of my training because it's very, very, you know, important and very accurate. And here it is. There's five birds sitting on a wire. Four decide to fly off. many are still on the wire? Let me re-say that. There are five birds sitting on a wire. Four birds decide to fly off. How many birds are sitting on the wire? People will give me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9. Others showed up. Actually, the others showing up might be more accurate. But the answer is 5. See, because deciding is not doing. I guarantee you, each and every one of you listening to this, myself included, have made a decision and not taken action on it. We have made a declaration and said we were going to do something. I have had enough. I am not going to put up with this anymore. My boundaries are done. Whatever it is that you want to say, you're like, you know what? I am done. I am not going to do this anymore. I will not put up with it anymore. And then the next day, you're back right back to where you were because you didn't actually take action. Now, Tony Robbins talks about decisions and so forth. And a lot of you know that I used to travel around with Tony and so forth. And I was also a managing partner of one of his franchises. But one of the things that Tony talks about is you never leave the site of a decision without taking an action. You never leave the site of a decision without taking an action. See, this is movement. See, this is what is going to actually provide you. See, here's the thing. If you actually take action, what this does is it provides conviction. It's going to provide belief. It's going to provide all these other fuel things that we are talking about simply because you took action and you started moving. See, here's the thing. You know, when you see motion, it becomes evidence. It's like, okay, all right. Yeah, it's a reinforcement to yourself and your psychology that you actually are going to keep your word. The challenge is most of us have broken our words to ourselves so many times that we don't even believe when we make a commitment. But here's the really the strange thing about this is you could tell somebody, you could tell your friends, you could tell people at work, you could tell your kids, you could tell your parents, you could tell all these people that you're going to do something, and come hell or high water, you're going to do it. There's no way in hell that you are not going to do what you said you were going to do when you tell someone else. However, we tell ourselves that we're going to do something, and the wind could change direction, and like, yeah, today wasn't the day. It just wasn't my day. So movement, when you actually take movement, this is going to start providing the evidence. And the more evidence that you see starts actually compounding and making you go further. All right. So the other thing now, let's go back and look at something else. And then I'm going to jump ahead and actually talk about the thief in the night, the dream stealers. Okay. So when you have, let's go back to responsibility. Okay. When you take full ownership, you take full responsibility. And collaboration, meaning who is on your team. You were working with someone else. So you were responsible. You were taking full responsibility for and making sure that your outcome, the goal that you want, the thing that you said that you want, the thing that you've been dreaming of, the thing that you've spent 10 years going, this is what I want in my life. I could just do this. When you take responsibility and you take collaboration, you find somebody who will support you and help you get there. You get synergy. Now, the synergy results from the combined efforts. Basically, it enables you to do more. It comes to come together. You do more than you ever would on your own. So let me give you an example. There was a study done, and you can look this up. The study is called the Change or Die Study. It's an amazing, amazing study, but it shows where we are in the world. Okay. And what this study did is they took two categories of 100 people who had heart attacks. Okay. And they had the specific, I'm not sure if it was heart attacks, but it was heart disease. Okay. I want to make sure that I'm getting that correct. And they basically, if they didn't change, if they didn't alter their diet, if they didn't alter their exercise program, if they didn't change what they were doing, they were going to die. Okay? That's why it's called the change or die. You have to change what it is that you're doing or you're going to die. At the end of a year, 90% of them did not change. So there were two categories of 100. At the end of a year, 90 out of 100 did not change. with death on the line. They had death in front of them. They had literally, they were going to die. It was there in front of them. If they didn't make a change, they were going to die. And 90% of them couldn't do it. Now, there was a second category. Now, there's also, my parents, both my parents had heart attacks. My grandparents had heart attacks. I've been around heart disease for a very long time. And my uncle, when he was in his mid-30s, had a quadruple bypass. So again, this is stuff that I've seen and experienced. Now, here's the fun thing. Here's the interesting thing. When you talk to the doctors, they will tell you that less than 3% will make the change necessary. Death is on the line. They are going to die, and less than 3% will actually do it. Now, here's the beautiful thing that they found out. The second group of 100, these people, if they had a system, if they had support, if they had accountability, 77% of them made the change and stuck with what it was that they needed to do. So here's the deal. You've got this thing in front of you. You've got this thing that you want to do. You've got this thing that you've got to accomplish, that you want to make sure that you achieve. It seems insurmountable because you're on your own, because you're not talking to anybody, because you're not doing it with someone. You are not collaborating. It's, as Woodrow Wilson says, it's all the brains you have and all the brains you can borrow. If you add in accountability, if you add in a system, a process, a step-by-step system to go through in order to achieve what it is that you say you want to achieve, and you have support, a support system, you are 7 times more likely to achieve the change that is necessary in order for you to get there. All right, there's much more here that I want to talk about, and I could go into the training and everything, but I really want to get to the next part. And that is, okay, there are 5 steps. See, remember we talk about our destination. Go back to, there's 5 steps to determining your destination. 5 steps to determining your destination, okay? And I'm not gonna talk about all of them. One is look forward, the other one's look back. You know, there's 2 creations. One is it's always created in the mind first before it's created in the physical world. Then, you know, you've got to commit to finish. You've got to start now. All right. But those are all the keys to the destination. But I want to talk about responsibility, taking ownership. Okay. Taking ownership of what it is that you say that you want. Okay. Now, the first step in the taking ownership and the responsibility, okay, because this is the difference that really makes the difference. This is what's going to separate the thinkers from the doers. Because a lot of people, I'm just as guilty as everyone else. I sit here and I think about it and I plan it and I sit and I think and I plan and I think, sit and think and I plan and I write it down in a journal and I go over. And honestly, that's why it's taken so long for this podcast to get done, is because I just kept thinking it. It's like, you know, eventually I'm going to do it. Well, you know, here it is, and now we're doing it, okay? Because when you take ownership for it, when you decide that, you know what, this is what I want out of life, this is what I'm going to do, I am going to achieve, you know, I wanted this, I want to be happy, whatever it is, whatever your goal is, whatever your outcome is, whatever it is that is in front of you. And as I'm talking to you with this, you already have an idea in your mind of something that you know that you want that you haven't done. You know that you want that you must do, and you haven't done it. I have no idea what it is, but I'm telling you right now, listening to this, there's something that you know you must do. Okay. So anyway, there's a couple things in here when we take the responsibility and we take the difference that makes the difference. Responsibility really means to be fully accountable for the outcomes, fully accountable for the result and the fruitfulness that you want. So if you want to, and this goes back to, you know, when I was doing, like I said, doing my trainings, if you really want to make the most of the year, if you really want to make the most of the rest of 2023, you've got the fourth quarter here. If you want to go, okay, there are certain things that you've got to do. Okay, when we're talking about responsibility, one is self-lead. Okay, self-lead. I actually do a training and a course on called self-leadership, because really, if you can't lead yourself, you can't lead anybody else. You've got to be able to lead yourself. And then one of the big things is you can't outsource your push-ups. Again, it's funny, right? Oh, I'm going to go ahead and get into weight, get into shape, and I'm gonna exercise every day, but you do the push-ups. I'm not going to do them. You go ahead and do them. See, you can't outsource your push-ups. The other thing about this is not only can you not outsource your push-ups, everyone can see if you've done them or not. You can't fake it. You can't hide it. Your results will show up. So you can tell everybody all you want that you've been eating the right foods, that you've been running, that you've been doing this, that, you know, whatever it is that your outcome is, that your goal is, you can tell everybody you've been doing it and that you've been working towards it. And everyone can look right at you and see you in your life and however it's showing up and tell whether you've done it or not. You can't hide from your results, just like you can't outsource your push-ups. So the first thing is you've got to self-lead. But here's the big thing, and this gets back, finally we're into the dream stealers. Finally, we're into the, the thief in the night, as I will. And that is, you've got to go public. Whatever it is that you say that you want, you've got to declare it. You've got to go public with it. But here's the challenge. You got to tell people who will support you. A lot of times what you're doing is you're telling people who don't support you, who can't support you, who do not have the ability to support you. And not only that, they may absolutely love you, but they have different values and beliefs and goals and experiences. And so based on their own experiences and life and so forth, they may think what it is that you want is wrong. They may actually sabotage or steal your dream, not because they're mean, not because they're hurtful, because they care about you. The problem is they don't have your vision. And because they don't have your vision, they can't see what it is that you see. So we typically run to our friends, we typically run to our family and tell them that we're going to do something. We typically run to them and say, hey, this is the direction I'm going in life. This is what I'm going to do. And because we have such a close relationship with them, especially parents, especially siblings, because we have such a close relationship with them, we give their opinions more value than it should have. We give their opinions more weight than it should have. Not only that, when they tell us something, we believe it. So when you go out and you tell, but there's another side to this as well, is let's talk about our parents, okay? When your parents say, no, you can't have this. No, you can't do this. Now, here's a funny story, okay? Here's a funny story about me and a goal that I had and an outcome that I had when I was a kid, okay? I was 5, 6, 7 years old, however I was old. I think I was 7. And I decided, we were living in Detroit at the time, and I decided I wanted to play professional basketball. Not only did I want to play professional basketball, I wanted to play for the Harlem Globetrotters. That's where I wanted to play. Forget all this, you know, don't need to play for the, you know, I was living in Detroit. I don't need to play for the Pistons. I want to play for the Harlem Globetrotters. Now, this was in the 70s. I was 7 years old, and I was promptly informed that there was no way on God's green earth that I was ever going to play for the Harlem Globetrotters for no other reason than I was white. Not my abilities, not my anything else. Now, I'm 5'7". Be hard to be a professional basketball player, but it could happen. But I was told there was no way other than I was white. And it was going to happen. I was crushed. Now, I use this as an extreme example. But it is a perfect case of a dream stealer. I told the people closest to me, I told the people that I want, that I love the most, the people that I trust the most, the people that I value the most, something that I wanted. And they immediately told me it was never going to happen. Not only it was going to be hard, but it was never going to happen. I'll go a little bit, you know, kind of not as crazy as that one, but I'll give you one more with my parents and so forth. And that was, I was 19, 20 years old. I had just gotten a sales job, a commission sales job. And the big thing in this commission sales job, so this would have been 1990. Big thing in this commission sales job was we were told we were going to make $100,000 a year. Like, all right, I'm going to make $100,000 a year. This is awesome. I was so excited to be able to tell my parents. And the thing I was so excited about to tell my parents is that they both, each one of them, my mother made over $100,000 and my dad made $100,000. And so they knew what it would take to make $100,000. And I was so proud of myself that I'd gotten this job, that I was going to be able to follow in their footsteps and make $100,000 in a year. I went and told them, sat down, took them to dinner, like, here we are, you know, I'm going to be making $100,000 a year as I'm in these sales. And you know what happened? My mother, who I love dearly, laughed at me. Literally laughed at me that I thought I was going to make $100,000 a year. Devastated me. Everything that I had thought I knew, everything, I was done. I was completely shut down. And I ended up quitting that job. All because I told the wrong person. See, she didn't know how to make $100,000 a year in commission sales. She'd worked a job. She'd been working for corporate for 20, 25, 30 years at that point. She had no clue how to make $100,000 in sales. But she laughed at me. And it shut down everything that I'd wanted at that point. You've got to be careful who you tell your dreams to. You've got to be careful who you share what it is that you want to do. But this is where it becomes a challenge, because you've got to voice it. You've got to get it out there. You've got to put it, you know, whether you want to use this phrase or not, but you got to put it out in the universe. You've got to put it out there. You've got to make the decision to go out there. But who do you tell? You tell people who are on your team. You tell people who will support you. You tell people who have the ability to get you where it is that you want to go. See, that's the difference. Okay, you've got to take the time. The other challenge is, a lot of times we don't even want to tell the people closest to us what we're doing because we don't want to get in an argument with them. We don't want to fight with them. We value their opinion so much that we don't even take the time to talk to them. And when we do, they tell us how stupid we are. They tell us how much it's going to hurt. They tell us how hard it's going to be. They tell us that they're going to disown us. They tell us whatever it is that it is, you know, they're going to come up with. And because they are our parents, or because they are our siblings, we listen to them. Someone recently said to me, "But Todd, it's my mother." Yeah, it is. If I shared to you all the stuff that went on between my mother and I, it'd be amazing. I told you she laughed at me. Okay, that's just one of hundreds of situations of sharing and trying to get something done. I absolutely love her. I adored her. You know, she's been gone now 11 years, but I absolutely adored her. I loved her. That was the other challenge, is I thought she was brilliant. And because I thought she was brilliant, I was like, you know what? Maybe she's right. Maybe she sees something that I don't see. And she did, because she had different values, different beliefs, different things that she wanted in her life than what I wanted. And she couldn't accept what I wanted. So not to be mean, not to be hurtful, not to be, you know, judgmental, not to keep me down, simply because she was going off of what she thought my life should be. So here's the question for you. Who's on your team? You say you want something. You say you want to go in a direction. You say that this is your outcome. Are you going to allow that dream stealer to come in and snatch it from you? Because here's the problem. It may be able to, you may be able to pull it aside for a little bit. Let's say you want XYZ, whatever that is. You want to achieve this, XYZ. This is your goal. This is your outcome. This is the thing that, this is your passion. This is what's been driving you. This is what you've wanted for 10 years. And you allow them, you allow the dream stealers to stop you. But you know what? The fire never goes out. It is always there. It is always burning. And it begins to fester and it begins to frustrate you. And eventually it rears its head again and you give it another shot and you talk to somebody and you mention it and you get laughed at or you get told or you yelled at or anything that comes in and you don't go forward with it. And so you pull it back inside and, all right, maybe I'll try this again later. But until you actually do something about it, until you make the time, until you actually take the effort to achieve what it is that you say you want, it will always be there festering. So here's my question for you. What decision do you know you need to make? What action do you know that you've got to take? Are you going to have the destination that you know you want to go to? Are you going to take ownership? Are you going to be responsible for it? Is that going to give you the conviction? And are you going to take action? Who is going to be on your team? This was a lot longer episode than I had planned, but hopefully it's been valuable for you. And thank you much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Download from The Matrix. Remember, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Todd Gaster. If you like what you just heard, make sure to pass along this podcast to your friends and family. Also, make sure to leave a positive review on iTunes. This has been an Escape the Matrix production. Join us tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Download.